It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich certainly, Ken Laird, Ted Johnson, and you can call us at 617-779-7937. We just played that comment. It's really, that's the first time Tatum has spoken, right, about Jaylen Brown no longer being with the team?
Yep.
Nah, he said something else briefly, did he not?
Yeah, he went on like that View talk show.
Oh yeah.
I forgot what that was.
That's right, when he was promoting his book like Baby McDunks a Lot or something like that.
Exactly, yeah.
So it was a good moment, and Ted and I seem to agree that, you know, he said pretty much if you were to try to like have Aaron Sorkin, some of the best writers in Hollywood, write what is the perfect thing for a guy to say in this situation, he said it. You know, he said, it's very weird. You know, we played together for so long, and, you know, obviously we've shared a bunch of great stuff together, and, you know, but, you know, I'm also excited about this whole new chapter. It seemed very polite, very cordial, very well thought out, and very diplomatic. So I don't know. Basically, it was written to cause as little drama as possible. You did not like it, Ken.
Well, it's just the same as his Instagram post to me. I think you guys are like distracted by his guns and his tank top or something like that.
I did spend 2 minutes trying to find out how much his tank top was worth, because I guarantee you that's like a $5,000 tank top he was wearing.
So I'll tell you who agrees with me is Perk, the great Kendrick Perkins, and Windy, who you respect at the utmost level.
I do.
Think you said he's your favorite journalist.
Yeah, everyone
knows. You have Windhorse 1 and Hurley 2.
Yeah, his voice tickles my ears when I hear it.
So here's their reaction. They played the same clip that we heard, and here's Perk starting it off.
Feels weird for Jason Tatum. Fair enough. Perk, what's your reaction to Tatum's thoughts?
Well, I'm going to say this. When I was traded from the Celtics in 2010, I believe it was, 2010, 2011, you know, we shedded tears. You know what I'm saying? Like we had real tears. You know, KG, Paul, Rondo, Doc, when we had to have that hard conversation that I was actually traded and moving on, right there, it was key things that you look at. Jason Tatum said, yeah, it's hard when you've been teammates with a guy. He didn't call them his brother. So, again, I'm not sitting up here saying that they had the best relationship or that they had to have the best relationship, because they didn't. At the end of the day, it answers a lot of questions that was out there about the relationship between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. It wasn't a heartfelt message that went out from Jason Tatum on IG. He thanked Jaylen Brown for the years. He thanked him, you know, for the run that they had winning the NBA championship. And then he went back to reverting and saying that, hey, just now in that interview, that it's business. And that now they have to move on, and he got to accept and deal with the new teammates that he do have. So,
Why do we? This is so frustrating to me, because
answers a lot of questions, but not heartfelt.
It
Thank
seems
you,
to me as if there is an expectation that if they weren't as close as the couple from Heated Rivalry, right, then they couldn't actually function together and be good teammates and respect each other.
You would know about that better than anyone, Rich.
You bet I would. Ooh. But that's the one thing, is that you can be friends. You can be literal friends, but not your brother, not someone you would cry next to if you didn't get to see him again. You can respect somebody, you can work with them, and you could, you know, even, you know, share a laugh together and work together perfectly fine. You don't have to be
best friends
vacationing together.
Nope. That's fine, but we're trying to answer the question, why was he traded for the worst schlock return? And you think this was an awful trade, yes? One of the worst you've ever seen.
Awful. It's awful. Why did they do it? I mean, I think there's a couple different reasons.
This is Exhibit A right here. We're seeing it. You're saying there's no drama. Perk's telling you. You're not hearing what Perk is saying.
No. The drama's on the other end. It's not from JT. It's from JB's side.
Well, it's both sides, but this is why he's not here anymore.
I still think it's the money. The money.
Yes.
Jaylen knew that he was not getting the extension. He knew it. They probably told him that.
Private equity is duping Stiz.
Well, no. He's right, because here's what happened, is that they took a look at those two together, and somebody made a pretty good decision that these two, if they're going to be our two guys, because right now in this league, the way that everything's set up with the cap, you can have two guys making a lot of money. These two cannot beat what we just saw in the NBA playoffs. So we're going to have to make some sort of change. Now, maybe we would be able to keep him if he didn't have the world's largest extension looming right down the road, where he'd be getting paid $70 million a year.
But you could have kept him this year.
You could have. Now, this year, you could have. Now, that is absolutely true. Once they found out they were getting garbage back, you could have kept him another year.
Is this Jason Tatum's prime?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're ruining this for why?
You're speaking my language.
I know, but I'm telling you, we have our answers as to what happened. Tatum didn't like the guy, and wanted to get him out of town. That's why he's saying all these bland things.
Well, what about the fact that you keep missing that maybe they're going to be a better basketball team without Jalen Brown? Oh, like you keep forgetting
there are
that.
Some stats coming
you forget down. That you know Jalen Brown when he wasn't playing that the Celtics this year were 9-2. You know, how about Game 7 versus the Sixers? Jalen Brown scores 33 points.
What was the record?
But the team was a minus 16 in the 40 minutes that he played. The Seas also went on a 21-14 run when he was on the bench. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot. When Jalen Brown would enter the game with Derek White and Peyton Pritchard on the floor, those teams' scoring rate dropped when he would get on the court. I mean, there's a lot of evidence that would show you this team is going to be better without Jalen Brown on it than if he was on.
So that's the next step. I mean, pressure's on Tatum now. If you think they're better, let's see. We're going to find out.
Kelvin on line three, speak some sense into Ken, because this is a great point. What's up, Kelvin?
Guys, the best duo in NBA history was Shaq and Kobe, and they separate.
Yeah.
Why not? Let's focus on Jalen Brown when he come back, drop 50. I already make a bet with a friend of mine.
You already made a bet with a friend of yours. All right, Kelvin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
Let's go to
even in the preseason, they're going to play and be like trying to put up 80 on each other.
That's going to be pretty funny, actually. Let's go to Avery on line one. Avery, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Obviously, I don't think this is a good trade, but I don't think it's as bad as some of you guys are saying they are, because the reason is, watch what happened when Tatum came back at the end of this year and the playoffs. When they were on the court together, it was Brown's turn in the pick and roll, and then it was Tatum's turn in the pick and roll. They were taking turns. They weren't playing like a team together, and it was kind of like that in the prior years, too, except the advantage of having both of them is when one is on the bench or one is injured, you have the other one. But I think if Pritchard and or White can step up when Tatum's on the bench, like they did last year when Brown was on the bench, I still think we can be a top three seed. I don't think they played like amazingly well together. I know they won the chip, but it was one guy's turn, then the other guy's turn.
Thanks, Avery.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Do you think Pritchard is the next Jalen Brunson?
Of course. He's Jalen Brunson. He's the next Matt. Yeah.
That is, you know what? I wish they didn't compare him to Jalen Brunson, but I think you could make an argument that Peyton Pritchard is going to make up for a lot of what Jalen Brown used to offer. I think he can be just as good defensively. Yep. You heard me say it. And I think his handles are better. I don't think he'll have as many turnovers as JB had. And I think the offense, I think he can run better, more smoothly with Peyton Pritchard at the helm than JB.
What I forgot? Ted knows Mazzulla personally. They work out at the same gym. I wondered where he was getting briefed, and now it's all coming together. You talked to Joe.
And Joe told me, I also know that in the last 4 years, they are combined 47-10 when Jalen Brown didn't play. I mean, it's
what was the record without Tatum this year when JB was on the floor?
Against teams that were
games
they
without
were tanking a lot. It was pretty good. Against teams games. That were tanking, they were pretty good.
All I know is that whatever gym you guys are going to, they're doing it right.
Yeah. Rich and I are going to the wrong gym.
Apparently, you know, you step in there and immediately you just, it's like that movie Hunk from the 80s where the guy just a nerd.
You guys are welcome anytime.
Listen, I might have to do that. All right, let's just finally go to Eddie. Eddie on line two. What's up, Eddie? How's it going?
Hey, guys. How are you? Hey, you know, we are going to be talking about this all year, and it's because they're going to keep measuring themselves against Brown. But here's what I think. I think this goes all the way back to the year the Celtics won it all. Brown becomes the MVP. Tatum goes to the Olympics, and he sits back and says nothing when they take Derek White. And what they did is they snubbed Brown. He didn't do anything about it, let it go, and then he sits quiet through this whole process. And only after Brown's been running his mouth for 2 months and he's out of town, all of a sudden now, it's like your ex-wife, after you guys get divorced, she's going to start saying wonderful things about you. It's kind of like too much, too little, too late. He could have done something if he wanted to. Now, listen, maybe the Celtics will be better without Brown. I doubt it. This guy here, they turned me into a Philly fan because I think what they did to Brown was just disrespectful. And I know they go, they paid him and everything. But you know what? The guy carried the team last year. You guys say some people think he stinks, and the numbers don't say that. But you know what? He carried the team. And then he finds out, 30 minutes before the game or 40 minutes before game 7, that Tatum's not going to show up and play? They've got to hope they got a healthy Tatum this year, because even with a healthy Tatum, they're going to have a tough way to go this year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch how these two work out.
Boston, they packed me up.
Man,
great call, Eddie. That is, boy, Put that in the Louvre. Put that call in the Louvre.
Dude, JB got the exact lineup he wanted in that game. That was all his guys out there. All his young running mates.
Do you think it was kind of a dirty move to just tell him that Tatum wasn't playing 30 minutes before the
game? If that's true, that is a little bit dirty. But he also got to play with the guys I think he wanted to play with, too. Yeah. So, you know, so I don't know.
Nice to plan for that.
Didn't Tatum's trainers come out, though, and like subliminally say that 30-minute story was BS?
But I think the Olympics is part of it. I think Eddie's onto something. But, don't you think that started some of the bad feelings? Because that was political, and something was going on there, and Tatum did not have his back.
Well, the thing is that it's because Jaylen Brown was talking trash on the biggest sponsor of the Olympics. He was talking trash on Nike, okay? And whether you agree with what he said or not, you know, Tatum is a guy that has a deal with Nike. So he's making millions upon millions of dollars, and he's like, why should I jeopardize millions of dollars because my teammate is over here making an enemy out of somebody who's paying me a lot of money? That's not on me. Why is it my responsibility to speak up for this guy? I don't agree with him.
JB also sided with Kyrie Irving on some very obviously remarks that were questionable.
Yo, right? Sure. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I can see why Jason Tatum would separate himself from JB. I do.
Well, it's not only Tatum. In defense of Tatum, it's the whole team. I mean, have you heard any teammate step up and say, in a dramatic like fashion, Mazzulla actually was the only one who said anything close to emotional. Mm-hmm.
Pritchard said a grieving process. Something that kind of about him.
He backed. He said JB's comments after the season, not to read into him. Like, it was his favorite season ever. He kind of had his back on those comments.
Yeah.
But where's JB? JB can be saying he goes on to a new team. Why isn't he saying nice things about JT on his way out? You haven't heard him say anything about JT.
Great point. God, he was the one that was shipped out, packed up by Tatum. So why should he be the one to say
it was not Tatum?
And they packed me up, boys.
Yeah,
they
did. Yeah, you know who did it? It wasn't Jason Tatum's decision. It was Bill Chisholm, and it was Brad Stevens. I don't know why I had a brain fart. I did too much out too late last night. But honestly, it's like that's not.
So Brad was jilted for some reason. Why is Brad upset?
No, I'm saying Jaylen Brown should be mad at those two. You're right, Ted, and that's something I can't believe I haven't even thought of. Why are we going so hard on Jason Tatum when Jaylen Brown hasn't said anything nice about Tatum? Jaylen Brown's, it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Jason Tatum said a hell of a lot more nice stuff about Jaylen Brown than Jaylen Brown has said about
and
Tatum.
And remember, I texted you guys that the last time he did a Twitch, and I said, wow, he just went for 40 minutes thanking this guy.
Yep.
Jason Tatum's name never mentioned once.
Okay. Good point.
Well, fine. On either side, the relationship's not good. Neither of them are saying anything nice.
Yeah.
So you just have to realize this is why they're not together anymore.
No question.
Okay.
No, so, and money.
Money's a big part, man.
It's partly money, and it's partly what you're talking about.
No question. All right, 617-779-7937.
I don't even think that's debatable. I don't even think it's debatable now.
Yeah. I mean, just the way things are set up. You want to pay that guy $70 million? $70 million, are you going to lock yourself into Jaylen Brown, a formula that looks like a losing formula?
But they would have done it for Giannis.
Yeah, because that's not a losing formula. They needed a big. Mm-hmm. They needed a big. They said that was the whole thing at the end of the press conference, at the end of the year.
But they want a title with this formula.
But it's a different. It's different.
Different NBA.
Teams are getting better.
They've outgrown each other.
Yep, I agree.
But you got Mitchell Robinson, who's supposed to be the difference.
Yes, they did exactly what they said they were going to do. They were going to get a big, and they wanted to get a veteran. And they did it. They got it.
Would they be a better team with Paul George or Jaylen Brown on this roster?
Jaylen Brown.
I think Paul George.
So something happened. Something screwy going on.
I love how Ted's all in. I love how he's all in. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.